From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news for the headlines. Vice President Maruf Amin affirms government is committed in aiding Cianjur's post-earthquake efforts. Supervisory agency states it's impossible to postpone 2024 general elections. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Vice President Maruf Amin emphasized the government's commitment in pursuing infrastructure development following the earthquake which rocked Cianjur, West Java on November 21, 2022. He told the press after a prayer for national safety and commemoration of Isra and Mi'raj at the Cianjur Grand Mosque in West Java on Sunday. He also said that currently the development in question is at its third phase. It will be conducted in a consistent manner to accommodate those in need of aid. He affirmed that he had visited one of the relocation areas which have been built for the affected people. He added that one of them is near Cianjur City, Cilaku, and he has seen that 200 houses have been built and inhabited. Vice President Maruf Amin ensured that the central government would consistently work with the regional government in monitoring the post-earthquake developments, particularly in terms of housing. Head of the General Election Supervisory Agency Bawaslu Rahmat Bagja has insisted that it is impossible for the 2024 general election to be postponed. He said at the OTW 2024 discussions entitled A Year Before the General Elections, People's Eyes Are Focused on KPU and Bawaslu on Sunday. According to Rahmat, one of the reasons why it is impossible for the election to be postponed is because the preparation stages have rolled on since June 14, 2022. He also noted that one of the ongoing stages of the 2024 general election is the selections of the General Elections Commission's KPU members at the regional levels, both provincials and district or city levels. He emphasized that the preparation for the 2024 general election, which will be held on February 14, 2024, takes 20 months. At Sunday's event, Rahmat Bagja expressed his hope that there will be no changes in the election rules amid the ongoing preparation stages. With the two countries marking 65 years of diplomatic relations, which began in 1958, Japan is making efforts to keep strengthening relations with Indonesia. Deputy Director of the 2nd Southeast Asian Divisions of the Departments of Southeast and Southwest Asian Affairs of the Japanese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Kaneko Kazuya, said on Saturday, "With so much potentials and progress achieved by Indonesia, Japan believes that relations between the two countries need to be strengthened and made closer." Let's move on to the international news, where Turkey on Sunday said rescue efforts following last week's devastating earthquake had ended in all but two provinces, as visiting U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced $100 million in fresh humanitarian aid. The 7.8 magnitude tremor that struck southeastern Turkey and northern Syria on February 6 has killed more than 45,000 people, with the likelihood of finding survivors 2 weeks on extremely remote. The head of Turkey's disaster agency, Yunus Sezer, on Sunday said search and rescue efforts had been completed in all provinces apart from Hatay and Kahramanmaras. the earthquake's epicenter. The agency had also said Turkey's death toll had risen to 40,689. Blinken also met members of the White Helmets Rescue Group, which operates in rebel-held areas of Syria, and discussed the relief of efforts there. A general strike has taken place in several East Jerusalem towns after Palestinians took actions against the current policies of Israeli authorities. Youth closed the entrance to Swafat refugee camp Al-Isawiya Anata and Al-Ram from 3 a.m. on Sunday. East Jerusalem activists called on Palestinian workers not to go to their workplace inside Israel. Islamic forces in East Jerusalem issued a statement rejecting Israeli's policy in the region, which includes demolishing homes and displacing residents, arrest, fines, confiscations of money and property, and the seizure of bank accounts. Ibrahim Inbabi from the Swafat camp told Arab News that the escalation of measures against Palestinians and the policy that Israeli Ministers of National Security Itamar Ben-Gvir was pursuing in East Jerusalem were the reason behind the call for civil disobedience and the strike. Expected damage to New Zealand's economy from severe weather over the past 3 weeks has prompted financial markets to downgrade the outlook for interest rates rises. An initial disaster of flash flooding in Auckland, New Zealand's largest city, hit on January 27. Then on February 12 to 15, a cyclone hit the North Island, which includes Auckland. When Cyclone Gabrielle hit, picking had just begun on pip fruit farms, whose production is worth about $1 billion New Zealand dollars a year. Now the industry has lost not only 2023 products, but many orchards are still inaccessible. Rescuers struggled on Sunday to reach the slopes of an active volcano in the central Philippines, where a small plane is believed to have crashed. Officials said, with the fate of those on board still unconfirmed, the Cessna 340 aircraft with four on board went missing shortly after departing for Manila from Bicol International Airport in Albay Province, several kilometers from Mayon Volcano on Saturday. Two of the four passengers on board the missing plane were Australian, Bicol police said, adding rescue teams with sniffer dogs had been deployed to find the crash site. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. On Indonesian Embassy in Havana holds a commemoration of 63 years of Indonesia-Cuban relation. The Indonesian Embassy in Havana held an event to commemorate 63 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Cuba. The commemoration of the diplomatic relation between Indonesia and Cuba took place in Havana on Friday. This was reported by the Indonesian Embassy in Havana receiving Jakarta on Saturday. Indonesian Ambassador to Cuba, Nana Yuliana, in her remarks at the commemoration event, hopes that in the future, cooperation between Indonesia and Cuba can continue to be improved, because there is still a lot of potentials for cooperation in a bid to obtain more concrete results. She also conveyed a number of achievements in Indonesian-Cuban relations in accordance with four priority programs during her tenure, namely increasing political involvement, promoting economic cooperation, increasing connectivity between the people of two countries, and protecting Indonesian citizens in Cuba. Meanwhile, in terms of people-to-people connectivity, the Indonesian Embassy in Havana has made several efforts to promote Indonesian image, arts and cultures through various exhibition activities, including batik and photo exhibitions, promotions of Indonesian culinary delights through the Spice Up the World program, Angklung performance, and Guaya Batik Designs exhibition. Guaya batik is a combination of Cuban and Indonesian traditional fabrics, Guaya Bera and batik, as a symbol of friendship and good relations between the two countries. For the protection of Indonesian citizens and countries accredited by the Indonesian Embassy in Havana, Ambassador Nana emphasized that the Indonesian Embassy in Havana would continue to provide optimal service to all Indonesian citizens in Cuba and surrounding countries. During the 63rd anniversary of Indonesian-Cuban diplomatic relations, the Indonesian Embassy in Havana performed the Lilin Dance, while the orchestra from the University of the Arts of Cuba played the song Manuk Dadali, and there was a salsa dance performance by female ambassadors and diplomats in Cuba. On that occasion, the Indonesian Embassy in Havana presented a red flag
to a number of its media partners and serve Indonesian specialties such as tumpeng, chicken satay, fried rice, bakwan, and so on.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history on February 20th with the event about National Workers' Day. National Workers' Day began when the leaders of labor unions in Indonesia declared the formation of the All Indonesian Labor Federation, FBSI, on February 20, 1973. In the FBSI Congress in 1985, the name FBSI was changed to All Indonesian Workers' Union. February 20 is commemorated as National Workers' Day through Presidential Decree No. 9, 1991, concerning Indonesian Workers' Day, which was signed by President Suharto. Let's move it on to the next event in 1979 when toxic gas in the Dieng area caused 149 people to die. This tragedy occurred due to the activities of the Sinila crater in the Dieng Mountains in Banjarnegara, Central Java. Based on the report by the Center for Volcanologies and Geological Hazard Mitigation, the Sinila crater erupted and released toxic gas following a phreatic eruption to the southwest of the Dieng volcano complex. 149 people died due to inhaling CO2 gas and H2S gas or hydrogen sulfide, which spread due to the eruption of the Sinila crater. began today in history with the World Social Justice Day. On November 26, 2007, the United Nations General Assembly declared that based on the 63rd sessions of the General Assembly, February 20th is commemorated as the World Day of Social Justice. The commemoration was held for the first time in 2009. According to the UN, the international community needs to find solutions to achieve sustainable development, eradicate poverty, promote full employment and decent work, universal social protections, gender equality and access to social welfare and justice for all.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo opened the 2023 Indonesia International Motor Show IIMS Automotive Exhibition at GXPO Kemayoran in Jakarta on Thursday. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo encouraged the increase in vehicle exports from Indonesia to many countries. He admits that the increase in vehicle export was quite sharp from 2021. of 300,000 units and has risen to almost 600,000 units in 2022. However, he reminded that Indonesia is still below Thailand. Therefore, the government wants to encourage export to increase even higher. President Joko Widodo also reminded that the automotive industry has to look at the trend of all countries pushing electric vehicle. He also said that the government continues to push upstream to downstream to create an electric car ecosystem to enter global supply. Meanwhile, General Chairpersons of the Indonesian Motor Association, Bambang Susatyo, encouraged the growth of the Indonesian electric vehicle industry, which won a separate place from the organizers of the 2023 Indonesia International Motor Show. He hopes that IIMS 2023 will become a momentum for the growth of the electric vehicle industry, consistently pushing for this. Apart from providing incentive to consumers in every purchase of electric vehicle, the government also established the Indonesia Battery Corporation, IBC. According to Bambang Susatyo, the presence of IBC is a breath of fresh air for the investment climate and development of electric vehicle in Indonesia, while increasing Indonesia's competitiveness in the global market. Bambang Susatyo said that he supports President Joko Widodo's move to encourage automotive manufacturers to be export-oriented. With an export orientation, the vehicle produced will not only flood to domestic markets, which in turn might cause traffic jams, but also provide added value to the national economy. The 2023 Indonesia International Motor Show exhibition at the GXPO Kemayoran in Jakarta is being held from February 16 to 26, and it is attended by more than 45 automotive industry brands.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berawal dari tatap indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Kadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini. Terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Musik.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Oar Island, which is located in Sumur Village, about 183 kilometers from Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia. To reach Oar Island, you have to take a fairly long land route, which is about 6 hours from Jakarta to Sumur. To be able to visit Oar Island, you can cross from Sumur Village, one of the villages in Ujung Kulon National Park. It is from this village fish market that tourists can start their journey by boat before arriving at Oar Island. The boat fare is 100,000 rupiah or $6.59 per person for a round trip. To get to this island, you can travel by taking about 10 minutes. Once you arrive on this island, you will be greeted by a wide curved coastline. The air is cool with blue waters. The neighboring islands of Oar Island are Umang Island and Pochang Island. Usually, visitors to these islands also often spend time snorkeling on Oar Island because the islands are only used as a stopover or resting place such as hotels, villas or homestays. The waves on Oar Island, which are very small, are relatively safer for those of you who want to play in the water or swim. For those of you who like exploration, this island is perfect for exploring. It only takes about 20 minutes. You can surround the entire contents of this beautiful island. Apart from swimming and exploring the island, there are still many interesting tourist activities, from diving, snorkeling, banana boats, and jet skiing. Because Oar Island has beautiful underwater beauty, snorkeling is a mandatory tourist activity here. On Oar Island, there is a snorkeling equipment rental place, so you don't have to bother bringing your own equipment. When snorkeling in the middle of the sea, you will be spoiled by a variety of beautiful ornamental fish, coral reefs, and other marine life. Listener, Oar Island cannot only be enjoyed by people who want to play with seawater, but also for those of you who just want to enjoy the beach atmosphere. On this island, you can sit back and relax while enjoying the beauty of nature and sunset. For those of you who want to spend the night here, there is no accommodation on Oar Island, but you can set up a tent with the manager's permission first. And don't forget to bring anti-mosquito lotion if you plan to set up a tent. When visiting Oar Island, you should prepare the food you will bring beforehand because there are only stalls selling snacks. Don't worry about the bathroom. Pulau Oar or Oar Island has clean, fresh water bathrooms. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri. Masih terasa ku ingat detik itu, kisah rumahku dan rumahmu, cerita yang pilu saat terluka, terkecap mimpiku dan mimpimu. Sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri. Seperti pertama, 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 lagi ku bawa mimpi kita.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about stay at the hotel, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Lampu Tidak Menyala. Lampu Tidak Menyala, which means the light is off. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a hotel receptionist. Dev tells the receptionist that the table lamp in his room is off. Let's listen to the conversation.
Lampu di meja saya tidak menyala.
Baik, teknisi kami akan ke kamar Anda.
I After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Lampu, lampu, which means lamp. Di meja saya, which means on my table. Tidak menyala, which means off. Lampu di meja saya tidak menyala. Lampu di meja saya tidak menyala, which means the lamp on my table is off. Kulkas, kulkas, which means fridge. Di kamar saya, which means in my room. Tidak dingin, which means not cold. Kulkas di kamar saya tidak dingin. Kulkas di kamar saya tidak dingin, which means the fridge in my room is not cold. Sandal, sandal, which means sandals. Sandal tidak ada. Sandal tidak ada, which means there are no sandals. Lantai, lantai, which means floor. Tidak bersih, which means not clean. Lantai kamar saya tidak bersih. Lantai kamar saya tidak bersih, which means my room floor is not clean. Rusak, rusak, which means broken. Pemanas air, which means water heater. Pemanas air di kamar saya rusak. Pemanas air di kamar saya rusak, which means the water heater in my room is broken. Teknisi, teknisi, which means technician. Teknisi kami akan ke kamar Anda. Teknisi kami akan ke kamar Anda, which means our technician will come to your room. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, lampu di meja saya tidak menyala. Lampu di meja saya tidak menyala, which means the room on my table is off. To describe something that does not function, you can use the word tidak, tidak, which means not. In the sentence, there are the words tidak menyala, which means not. To state a condition that the lamp on the table does not function. The word tidak, tidak, which means not, is followed by the word to describe the lamp condition that it is supposed to be, which is menyala, menyala, which means on. Besides stating a condition of something that does not operate, the word tidak, tidak, which means not, can also be used to state something unavailable or uncomfortable. Let's listen to the other examples to use the word tidak, tidak, which means not, to describe a condition. Kulkas di kamar saya tidak dingin. Kulkas di kamar saya tidak dingin, which means the fridge in my room is not cold. To state something doesn't operate. Sandal tidak ada. Sandal tidak ada, which means there are no sandals. To state something unavailable. Lantai kamar saya tidak bersih. Lantai kamar saya tidak bersih, which means my room floor is not clean. To state something uncomfortable. To describe a condition, especially something that doesn't function, you can also use a general word, namely rusak, rusak, which means broken. For example, pemanas air di kamar saya rusak. Pemanas air di kamar saya rusak, which means the water heater in my room is broken. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Lampu di meja saya tidak menyala.
Baik, teknisi kami akan ke kamar Anda.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, VOI listener. Today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Ikan Dalam Kolam by Vina Erviana. The song released on November 2, 2022 was popularized by El Corona Gambus.
This song tells about how to approach a quiet girl. Then the way it should be done is certainly different from the usual girls. Initially, the song created by Hussein Bawafi was packed with the Middle Eastern-style gambus accompaniment, with no lyrics apart from the poems containing messages typical of the Malay people. Alright, listener, here is Vina Erviana with the song Ikan Dalam Kolam. Happy listening!
Indonesia.
Indahnya awal kita bertatap mata, ku menyapamu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa, tawa candamu mengalihkan semua. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bahkan semua
our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.